BBC News with Danielle Jaworwiecka. Mexico has deployed thousands of troops to maintain order after the country's most wanted cartel leader, known as El Mencho, died after being captured on Sunday. Mexico says at least 62 people were killed in the operation to seize the Jalisco New Generation cartel leader and in the violence that followed in multiple states. Our Central America correspondent Will Grant is in Guadalajara.
Guadalajara will be hosting the World Cup in a matter of months, and that alone gives us a sense of the importance of maintaining order from the law enforcement perspective of the Mexican government. Now, doing that will be a challenge in the coming weeks. I feel like they have to sort of keep that presence visible, but we'll have to see quite clearly what the reaction of not that cartel, but also other cartels is to this particular moment. Will there be fighting for territory, and what will happen to the Jalisco New Generation cartel itself?
Police in Britain have arrested the former ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson, on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Here's our political correspondent, Rob Watson.
This is a massive development in British politics. I cannot remember a senior political figure like Lord Peter Mandelson being arrested on the suspicion of criminal offence. What has he been arrested for? It's misconduct in public office. Specifically, we think it's to do with the time when he was trade minister, so a senior government minister in 2009, after the big financial crash, and that he was passing market-sensitive internal UK government information to his friend Jeffrey Epstein.
Lord Mandelson has previously denied any wrongdoing relating to his friendship with Epstein. A diplomatic row has broken out between France and the United States after the beating to death of a far-right activist in France earlier this month. It comes after the Foreign Ministry summoned the US Ambassador Charles Kushner to lodge a protest over his embassy reposting a State Department comment that violent radical leftism was on the rise in France. From Paris, Hugh Schofield sent this report.
Charles Kushner was supposed to attend an early evening meeting with the Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot, but instead he pleaded a prior engagement and sent a deputy. This has prompted an angry response from Mr. Barrot, who said that in the light of Mr. Kushner's apparent failure to grasp the basic requirements of the ambassadorial mission, he, Mr. Barrot, would now take steps to remove the ambassador's access to government ministers.
Hugh Schofield reporting. President Trump has dismissed media reports that the United States' most senior general had spoken of risks in potentially going to war with Iran. Mr. Trump said reports that General Dan Kane was against such an operation were 100% incorrect. The president also stressed that he would rather reach a deal with Iran. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. More than 600,000 homes and businesses are without power along the east coast of the United States as a large winter storm has dumped snow and disrupted transport across several states. More than 80 centimetres of snow has fallen in parts of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Thousands of flights into and out of New York and Boston have been cancelled. A travel ban in New York City has now been lifted, but the mayor, Zohran Mamdani, urged people to continue to stay at home.
We are plowing streets and doing everything we can to keep our roadways clear so that emergency vehicles can get through. Every vehicle that stays off the road makes that work that little bit easier. These are dangerous conditions. Not only is snow continuing to fall, accumulated snowfall and refreezing have made it hazardous to travel. If you can, remain indoors.
Around 20 countries have condemned Israel's recent steps to tighten its control over the occupied West Bank. In a joint statement from countries including France, Spain, Egypt and Saudi Arabia, Israel's moves were characterised as an attempt to annex the territory and undermine any Palestinian statehood. The authorities in Panama have taken control of two ports on the Panama Canal that had been operated by the Hong Kong-based conglomerate CK Hutchison for more than two decades. The move comes as rivalry between the US and China escalates over global trade routes. In January, the Panamanian Supreme Court annulled Hutchison's concession to manage the ports, despite the multinational firm seeking to negotiate an extension. The energy minister in the Dominican Republic says about 30% of the electrical system is working again after a major power cut hit many parts of the country. Joel Santos said there would be an investigation into the causes of the blackout once power had been fully restored. Local media reported long traffic jams in the capital, Santo Domingo, as traffic lights weren't working. BBC News.